You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Bird Show.
It's a shame if you missed this over the last couple of months because this VH1 game show, the World Series of Pop Culture, was really, really cool.
It was cool.
Make you feel like an idiot, though.
Well, they were just like music, you know, music trivia, television trivia, movie trivia. I mean, anything pop culture, you name it, it was in there. I mean, one of the questions that we heard about was about the Cosby Show. Another one was
random questions.
Like, what was the, you know, superhero, or what was the poster of above Dawson's bed in Dawson's Creek? I mean, really, really detailed stuff. And this team from Atlanta, Chupacabra, they beat everybody.
It kicked butt. They went up against like 16 teams from all around the country, and was when all was said and done, they won $250,000 from VH1, just knowing the most random trivia, right? So we had them on one morning just to congratulate them and say, that's awesome, man. Way to represent Atlanta. And this guy, Ben, sent us an email. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even a spontaneous call. Like, he emailed, and he's like, I just want a shot at these people. So we got him on to talk to one of the representatives from this team that won on VH1 called Chupacabra. And if you missed that conversation, here's about 90 seconds of it for you. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm good.
Like, what did you see on VH1 over the last month that made you say, all right, I know I could take them?
But no, I don't know. I just think I can do it.
Yeah, at what moment did you actually grit your teeth and decide that you could take them down?
When you guys knocked out our almost perfect strangers, because I had to pick at the very beginning.
All right, Ben, what are you willing to sacrifice? There's got to be something here, some kind of like either public humiliation, some kind of cat. It's got to be something because Chupacabra puts on the line is their reputation.
If I lose, I'll give Bert's Big Adventure $100.
Ooh.
And if they lose, each give $100 to a piece to Bert's Big Adventure.
No, number one, you don't pick what they give up. They're giving up the title. Like right now, they're the trivia champions of Atlanta and the nation.
Yeah,
so you don't pick what they get. They don't give up anything. They are defending their honor.
I appreciate your sense of philanthropy here, but I'm looking for something where the stakes are a little bit higher than that. I mean, there has got to be some kind of public humiliation. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what it is, but I'll tell you what, Ben. We'll give you a couple of days to think about it, and then come back.
Okay, and I'll talk to my folks who I've got an idea of the team about, and I'll see what they're willing to do too, because I know they're looking.
All right, so I think those are pretty fair rules. If Chupacabra is going to put their reputation on the line, Ben's got to come with something strong.
Mm-hmm.
Alexandra is from Chupacabra. Alexandra, is this happening to you more and more now that you're champ? Are people coming up to you and want to take you on?
You know, not really. It's really just been Ben.
Yeah, you don't think a lot of people, I know one does, but a lot of people don't walk up to Usher and poke him in the chest and go, you and me, let's dance.
Right.
Yeah, let's bring it off, right?
You think you get up to a certain level and then people just, you know, step away.
Yeah, who goes up to Tiger Woods and goes, you know what, I saw what you did at the British Open.
So let's just do nine holes. Let's just do the back nine.
Right. So, Ben, you're the only one to come forward and say, you know what, I saw him on VH1. I saw him. Give me the $250,000. How you doing, dude?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say, all it takes is one.
That's true.
All it takes is one to knock off the champ. That's true.
You feel like you are the one to do it. You're the chosen one, Ben.
Well, you have to be. You're the only one that's challenged.
Actually, we have a second challenger ready to go if Ben's ante isn't good enough.
Right.
Now, Ben, do you have your team picked out? Because the last time we talked to you, you weren't even sure who was going to compete with you.
Yeah, I've got a team.
Okay. And these are people that you play trivia with every week or just friends?
No. Actually, the folks who I play trivia with every week lean on me for pop culture, so I had to go find some others.
And who are they?
Dave and Beth.
Okay.
Oh, you don't have Beth, do you?
He does. He went out.
You might want to back off because he's bringing Beth.
I just want to tell you guys on a side note
yeah.
that
I play trivia every Wednesday at Loco's down in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And on my team is a guy named Dave, who is our pop culture guy. This guy goes out and finds my trivia partner,
no.
Dave.
Did you know that before he came on today?
He told me yesterday.
Get out of here.
He's like, so I think I'm going to be on, like, the Bird Show.
So what you effectively have done is gone and tried to build, like, an Atlanta dream team to take on Chupacabra.
He's a trivia poacher.
You know what? It's like the what do they call it? The World Baseball Classic.
Yeah,
where
exactly.
What you do is you get two members of the two best members of every team, and then you take them all in, and you come up with a representative team that is the best of everyone.
It's Fantasy Trivia League.
Yeah, it is. We may have to find you for, like, recruiting violations.
All right, so Dave is on Jamie's team. What qualifies Beth to be on your team, Ben?
Well, I also had Jamie's brother lined up, Jamie Massey's brother lined up, but he couldn't do it because school started.
Oh, this is serious nepotism going on.
I had no brother. Idea about Jamie's any of this.
Jamie's brother's, by the way, is in sixth grade.
Does your brother go out and he plays?
We all play, like my friend Dave, my brother Josh, you know, and a couple of us play every Wednesday at Loco's in Orchard Hills. So it's... I mean, they just happened to tell me this guy hooked up with somebody who knew that they played on a Wednesday. I mean, it was like this network of trivia fact finders
once again
proving that Atlanta is a big, small
town.
Yeah,
man. Yeah. There's this whole subculture of pop culture.
Amateurs like in dodgeball, and Ben is like the global gym team trying to.
True. That's totally true. All right, Ben, it sounds to me like you've done the right thing. Okay, she's right. I mean, you've gone and you've recruited this all-star team. This fantasy league team. So I hope the Annie is good enough for you to take them on, because I'd love to hear what happens.
Okay, I talked to them, and we were trying to brainstorm some ideas here. The first one that came up was if we lose, which we're not planning on, have some sort of trivia crowning ceremony at Lassiter's, declaring El Chupacabra as the royalty of trivia in Atlanta and the country. So that was the first idea that was knocked out there.
All right, so a public trivia crowning of you as the champ is one of your ideas.
Now, Ben, why do you think that they would need to be crowned by you when the television network VH1 has already crowned them, not the trivia champions of Atlanta, but the trivia champions of the world? Are you willing to write them a check for $250,000?
Oh, I can write them a check for $250,000. It's not going to go anywhere.
All right, so the suggestion would be the it's almost public humiliation in your world, probably, but what else do you have?
Well, here's some more public humiliation. Live on the air karaoke, which, I don't know, after that Jessica Simpson thing.
You're feeling more confident about.
You guys are waiting for another one, aren't you?
Yep.
All right. This is the one we were sitting on. I have a friend of mine who loves Elvis, and since today is Elvis's 29th anniversary of his disappearance, allegedly.
Disappearance. Aliens took him today, 29 years ago.
Yeah. And he died on the crapper.
We agreed to walk up and down Peachtree dressed like Elvis one morning, carrying a sign, something that of your choice, like, Hail to the King, Q100.
I like
this. I mean, I'm not really that worried about trivia. This is the best you can come up with a little
I'm just
humiliation
curious.
Time.
Yeah.
Ben, how many things are on your list?
That was three or four.
Read the next one.
Because my thing is, I have a feeling that you put the ones on that you didn't mind doing at first, and if we agreed to it, then whew, all right, they took that one. So I want to know what the one you put at the bottom of the list is.
Read the next one.
We better go deeper because none of us are really excited about your ideas yet. And you don't want to hear our ideas.
We've got to be invested in this challenge.
We have a list too, Ben.
We have a list too. Just
yeah,
in case.
We had
an assumption that maybe you were going to come to the table with some lame things. So we have some suggestions for you if this last one isn't real good.
All right. Come on, dressing like Elvis walking up a Peachtree.
No, all right. We like your going up and down Peachtree idea,
yeah.
But we've got a little bit of a different spin on it.
Higher stakes.
Yeah.
All right, the last one was we've got two guys and a girl. The two guys agreed to get their chest waxed.
chest waxed.
Oh, see, now we're thinking.
Okay, right,
we're
getting closer. Better.
Better.
We're getting closer.
Why don't we let the girl get her chest waxed and you guys get your bikini waxed?
How do you know it's not already?
Ew. Touché, Jim Dollar. Touché.
Would you guys get a bikini wax?
Oh, good Lord.
Brazilian, actually.
I'm going to answer for Dave and say yes.
There's got to be something at stake.
We didn't talk about any bikini waxes.
Ben, you're the one stepping up, so you're really the only one who needs to answer as captain of Team Koopa Chopra Sucks. Would you be willing to get a bikini wax? Are you that confident in your abilities? I mean, you came on and you said, these guys, you went to Market Village and you staked them out. Like, you knew. You've been recruiting. You've got Beth and Dave and the best of the best. Like, Ben, you can't back down now. You know that you're going to beat them. So it's not even an issue. Like, you're not going to have to get your bikini waxed. Right. So you might as well just say yes. But in the event that maybe something happens, would you be willing?
Well, I want to hear your other ideas.
Okay.
You said you had all right, that's fine. We'll play that game.
We like our list better anyway.
Are you sure?
Sure.
Right,
I think the rule is if he passes on the bikini wax, then it has to be something on our list.
Agreed.
Like if he says no now and he goes to our list, it has to be one of those.
You can
things.
Take the bikini wax or you can take what's behind door number 1, 2, or 3.
It's a surprising twist on the Burt Show.
We'll tell you after the break.
Let's see what's behind the door.
All right. There you go.
So that means by passing on... By hearing our choices, you are passing on the bikini waxing. So you have to take one of the following, okay?
All right.
You understand this?
Yeah, I understand, Monty.
Okay. Here's your deal.
That was a reference to Let's Make a Deal.
Got it.
Pop culture.
Yeah. Alexandra knew that because she has $250,000
right.
in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Ben, we like your streak down Peachtree in the Elvis costume idea, sort of. But we want to take the three of you out of your Elvis costumes.
Yeah. You leave the Elvis costumes in the car.
So even if it's just 100 feet, you guys would have to get naked, streak down Peachtree.
Yes.
All right. That is alternative number one. All right. Alternative number two was you and the members of your team must stay in a sleeping bag together naked for an entire Entertainment Buzz segment. Totally naked, and that could go anywhere from 5 to 95 minutes.
Yeah.
Depends on how wordy they get. I mean, I try to keep the stories down, but these three just chatter, chatter, chatter.
I don't know if Jen Hobby can use a lot of words. A lot of words.
It would probably be anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes, okay?
Or more.
Or more.
Seriously, my brother really can't get on this team. Like, I would love to publicly humiliate him, too.
You want to see your brother naked?
Up. Shut up.
So that's like sort of the naked sleeping bag team hug.
All right, so that's number two. We've got two more for you, okay, Ben?
Okay. A lot of nakedness in this.
The next one doesn't get you naked, but it does get you in front of a lot more people. We are going to be holding another party again in Smyrna that we called Smyrnabration. Thousands of people show up. Mm-hmm. It's a singles party. Everybody comes out and they hang out for the entire night. We all drink together, play like carnival games together. It's really an excuse just to have a singles party. You would have to be at Smyrnabration in a Speedo on display.
Okay.
Quite possibly with a sign that says Chupacabra is the reigning world champions of pop culture.
Okay, so there's that.
That's a big
and there
sign.
Is one more that you would have to get a tattoo on your shoulder that says Chupacabra rules.
Oh, yeah. No tats.
Okay, so let's scrap the tat idea.
No tats, Monty.
You got three to choose from. Now, I will tell you this, that we have a backup person all ready to go. I like the challenge of you taking on Chupacabra, but we've got a person on hold, ready to go, that will get all the hits Q100 tattooed on their body if they lose.
Which is where we came up with the idea. She actually emailed us and said that's how confident she is. She knows Phil.
I would rather use you, though, with one of these alternatives. Don't you guys think?
Mm-hmm. Well, we've built up the story with Ben.
Yep.
So it's up to you, Ben.
There it is.
Naked streak on Peachtree, naked sleeping bag team hug, or the Smyrnabration Speedo?
I'll tell you what I can do, Ben. If you don't want to make a decision right now and you got to call everybody on your team.
Yeah, I got to call them.
I've got like 3 minutes of commercials I can run through.
Guess is they don't answer.
Yeah.
I've Jamie got can get Dave on the phone.
Right. I've got 3 minutes of commercials to run through. When I come back, we can get your final answer.
All right. Let me give him a ring and see what they're open to.
Okay, hold on. Ben is back now also. Hey, Ben.
Hey.
All right, we gave you about 4 minutes.
Hey, Ben.
You sounded a lot more confident 20 minutes ago.
Damn, man. They may lose their rep, but they're still going to keep the 250. But I did talk to I did talk to my teammates, and they're down with Smyrnabration.
All right. Awesome. Speedos at Smyrnabration. Perfect.
Speedos at Smyrnabration. Yes. You guys will be on display, probably with some kind of sign that will be certainly small enough to where you can't hide behind it.
Well, I thought we decided it was going to be no sign, that they were
anonymous.
Just going to have to attend Smyrnabration in Speedos.
Yeah.
And obviously the girl would have to wear some sort of skimpy bathing suit or whatever. And you can never tell anyone why you're there wearing that.
Right.
You just have to move about the crowd until we decide to bring you up on stage and introduce you to everyone, at which point you can get dressed.
Ooh, this is going to be much more unpleasant for everyone else, I tell you that.
Well, you won't have to worry about it, because you're going to beat Chupacabra, so the Speedo thing at Smyrnabration is never going to happen.
No problem.
Exactly.
Because if you lose, you'll probably move to Vermont.
Oh, man, Smyrna, Vermont, same difference.
Hey, Alexandra?
Yeah.
How you feeling about things?
Bring it on if he wants to parade around and like that. That's his business, but... let me just check with my teammates, and we'll see if we can't make this happen.
All right, cool. Let's go ahead and do this. I'll put you both on hold. We're going to have to sort of, like, rework the World Series of Pop Culture, because that was for TV. So we're going to have to come down with our own version of it for radio. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get a time where everybody's available. We'll get you guys in studio, and it will be the World Series of Pop Culture, the Atlanta version, okay?
All right.
Ben, anything you want to say to Alexandra for a little intimidation before I let you go?
Oh, yeah, let's get it all.
Ben, is there anything you want to say that would make yourself look cool?
He's a trivia guy.
Yeah.
Come on. Nah, he's got nothing.
I'm good.
Alexandra, we'll call you after the show. We'll try to set this whole thing up, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Later. Bye-bye.
The Burt Show. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.